Okay, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, a regular board meeting for Hay Center Public Schools. It is on March 14th. It's 7 p.m. Roll call.
Aaron.
Here.
Dexter.
Here.
Toby.
Here.
Marion.
Here.
Andrea here. Vicki.
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alright, of course we have the Nebraska Opens Meeting Act of Law poster on the wall over there, and an adoption of agenda. Does everything look okay?
I would move to adopt the agenda as presented.
I'll second. Dexter moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Andrea seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Marianne?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes.
Okay. Don't see any audience communications or anything like that. Services report, is there anything that...
Very quiet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Were there any committee meetings that we need to...
We went to Maywood a week ago tonight. We met with their co-op committee. Everybody seems real pleased with how it's went so far and how it's going.
Well, we talked about the athletic schedule for next year.
For volleyball, and just to let everybody know, we're cockeyed again with very few volleyball games. Three total, two will be there, one will be here. Again, it's because of the triangulars and the quad that we have. It doesn't come out right. It's not every other year on those things. So. Anyway, we wanted everybody to know, because I know we talked about it last year, we had problems with that, which was a similar situation, but it would have been okay if we had our calendar, went to their schedule, same thing. Next year, we're going to be heavy the other way. So it'll all, it'll come out in the wash, it's just going to look bad again next year. Then, for basketball, we're going to make up, since we're going to go two home games and one, two at Maywood, one here, we're going to flip-flop at Ford Hay Center, three in basketball. So it's going to end up being the same number of home and homes, and football's 2-2.
The worst part about that was the Wallace? We played Wallace in Maywood. Is that right? Is that volleyball?
I don't remember.
I brought that with
me. I don't think there was anything you could do about it. I mean, that was an option.
Well,
but
it's a short trip down the highway for Maywood too.
But there was it must have been volleyball, because basketball
I think it was volleyball.
It must have been because there was something closer. Would have been a farther drive for the visiting team. I can't remember what it was now. Because we were trying to, like for example, Brady in basketball won't play here. Now, I assume there issues or something a few years ago. Anyway, I remember. Mr. Howard was talking about that.
There was an issue at a Brady basketball game
was.
Once. Yeah.
So they won't come here. So whenever we play them, our home game will be in Maywood. We'll still get the same number.
I never heard that.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly the specifics, but
I just remember if there was an issue.
Were like, it was weird. There was a game I sat through a few years ago where it was just like.
Was it here?
Probably 27 travels called on the game and
really?
30 fouls on the, it was like just and kick about three people out. It was crazy. It was weird. But I don't remember if that was Brady. It was here. I don't remember that.
Anyway, I brought that up. But that's some of the issues that we have to deal with. We also talked about the track meet, which is a week from Wednesday. And we're gonna have both staffs work together. You know, we used to have our own, they used to have their own combined. That's why you've been getting in your newsletters coming home the last month or so, maybe 6 weeks, that we do not have school next Wednesday, but we have it whenever, April 20th. We're going to go joint athletic banquets with both schools, and I'll be on May 12th. And Russ Gerlach's going to cook. Was he going to donate the meat too? I couldn't gather.
I don't think so. I think we were going to pay for the meat.
We're going to pay for the meat. Then we're going to have the booster clubs get together to figure out the side dishes and stuff. But we're going to do that together, which then means our honors thing. We usually do honors and athletic together. We're going to do our honors the week before that on the 5th. So we're still ways off, but that'd be May 5th, Thursday night, and I haven't even figured out. You know, that'll probably be a pitch-in, which it usually is. It'll shorten both of them up. Is what we're going to do. Because it was usually a pretty long night.
Where's the sports banquet?
I'm sorry?
Which town is the sports
banquet? Ours. Oh, I'm sorry. It'll be here. We're going to do it here this year, away next year. And then the last thing we brought up was letter jackets. And I went to the boards, I brought it to the committees. I didn't really go to the boards. That my idea was to get, and I think Jason agreed with Mr. Brown, that we would like to have the Board of Education of each school purchase by half his letter jacket, and then the kid buys the rest. I priced them out. The boys' most expensive jackets, $200, $189, $200, something like that. My proposal would be that the schools pay $100 toward it. And then the kid can either get the most expensive one for $200 or the cheaper one with the vinyl sleeves for the guys. The girls are a little bit cheaper. The kids pay the rest. Cost for us, if we did that for this coming year, would be $500 is all it is. It'll be five jackets. I was looking at, because we have so few kids. And then we're going to have a combined letter, MHC letter. The jackets will be black with the greenish. And then the kids, you know, if you letters are freshmen, get the pin for the sport and the bar. You know how that goes. But I think Jason was going to go to his board and present that too, also, and see if we'd be willing to do that. I talked to some of the kids, and they were all excited about it. Actually, I talked to a lot of the girls. I had to drive them out to basketball one night. They thought it'd be great. Unfortunately, the ones that liked it were seniors, so it wouldn't affect them. But get this thing going again. And again, if the kid doesn't want it, because they're still going to be in hooks. It's not like we're buying a jacket, the kid's leaving the closet. The kid will still pay half of it, or a little over half. Half of it if it's going to be the expensive. So, and our cost would be this year, $500, and then every year as a kid letters, would be $100. It's not a huge cost to us, I wouldn't think, and I think it would help promote co-op. I think a good thing for the kids. So I kind of wanted to present that to the board.
Are letter jackets coming back? I haven't seen a letter jacket.
In
high school, they were a big deal. Like, everybody got one. But
see, I never got one, and I don't hardly remember anybody.
The guys above me.
These are kids who never had it too. It's not old for them because they've never had it.
I have my letter on a bulletin board.
Yeah, that's too.
We bought Angie a jacket because she wanted it so bad, and then she never wore it.
But no, I mean, if the kids want to do it, I think it would be something. I mean, if they're going to wear them, maybe.
Well, the other thing is they'll still be on the hook for it. I mean, it's not like they're going to get a free jacket, which I think would be important.
It'd be the type of deal where they just go, get it, and it's their $100 credited
correct.
To them at Sports Shop.
I've got it. I went down
bill
to
the
hook. Yeah.
So you're not handling a $100 bill.
Correct. Yeah, we let them sell the jacket for whatever it is, and we're going to pay $100 bill us. You know, and if everybody wants it this year, we're looking at five. Maybe six of another kid letters, but we're not talking a huge expense to the school board. And I think that was it from our.
They mentioned at the end of the meeting that they are visiting with Med Valley about consolidation.
And then I spoke to Jason the next day, saying, "What's going on?" And he said Med Valley wanted to talk to him, and they're talking to him. I got the impression it was similar to Wallace listening to us when we went up there to try to talk about our co-op. So.
That's about it.
Okay. Administrative report?
Yeah, a clarification on the mileage policies. The idea was, the intent is to go to the full state rate for the mileage. If a school bid was available, the teachers would not, and they don't take, they choose not to take it, they would not get paid any mileage right now. It's 25 cents a mile. And then the board would, if he, a lot of the board members don't turn in mileage, but if you choose to, it would be the full rate to go to the meeting. Now, in long distance meetings, like this summer, I've told the teachers we would, it's fairly common practice, you pay, instead of paying, you know, a gazillion miles to move them late, equivalent to what an airline ticket would be, up to, you know, the 54 cents a mile, up to that amount of the airline ticket. The airline tickets are like $320, and the mileage would pay, if you just straight mileage would be over, you know, probably $500-$600. That's, sometimes you work out things like that that I call it common sense, I don't know, but trying to take care of the district, take care of the teacher, and take care of the situation. I think I mentioned that we got the board communications committee meeting with the teachers committee. So we have it in place for future calendar work. I think they said that they've missed that, those kind of meetings in the past. So it's reestablished for the calendar. We have the calendar tonight. I would like to see us fix the streets about 20 feet from the sidewalk out to the city street portion of the street. Go down 3-inch, mill out the everything that's under there, and then put in a good subsurface. And right last time they did you know, like a half inch right over the rock in the parking area, so it hasn't really held up.
Where is this at?
Elementary.
In front of the elementary, you know, where the buses pull up and Everybody pulls up. It's about 20 feet from the curb, from the sidewalk out to the city portion of the street.
Okay.
That's, I think it. I trust the gentleman. The city, he's doing the city streets this summer, and I think it'd be a good investment.
It's kind of starting to pothole.
Pardon me?
It's starting to pothole, I've noticed.
Let's see. We got some computers for the computer lab in the past. This is over my spending limit, so I brought it to you tonight. And again, it's kind of a really painful for the teacher to be going, the computer was going a blink and takes about 30 minutes to pick up and get going again. So I pray that this will fix the situation. I think I'm on my fifth operating system on my computer up in the office. They had put in the wrong Windows 10 last time, so I'm kind of starting all over again with that. As far as getting things off the computer. The senior trip itineraries in there. Then the senior class would like to have Randy Flasheen. It's not really an action item, but Randy Flasheen be the speaker for the graduation on the MA. I thought that was kind of a nice gesture. That's all, Mr.
I have a question real quick before we go on the next thing. What's the status on moving the greenhouse?
Well, he is planning on doing it this summer. It's probably a good thing he didn't. The parts for the plasma machine didn't come in all at once, and so he's been trying to get it up and going and try to move that last fall along with the plasma machine with how it worked real well for him. So, yes, this summer, get the electrical going, get the subsurface going, and then move the greenhouse over summer. That's his plan.
I just hadn't seen any work done, and then I drove by the other day, and they had plants in it. So I was like, well, maybe they're not going to get it.
Yeah, moved. He had talked about doing it this fall, but I think I forgot to tell the board that it just didn't work out with the plasma machine. Yeah, it's kind of like you try to get parts for your combine or something, and they keep giving you the wrong parts, so he's been shipping things back and forth trying to get everything ready for the plasma machine.
Okay.
That's all I have.
And then on the computers, I assume the IT people, I mean, their recommendation is, I mean, we're just kind of due
I brought Brad in because I thought we needed him on ground here. to look at it and give me a recommendation, and this is what he came up with. Our servers are current, our DNS, our wireless devices are current, and that's really the last part of it. We might look at possible teacher computers the next year, the next year also. I think they're getting quite old as well. Anyway,
okay.
That'll be coming up. I'll probably work with teacher committee on it.
Okay.
You had option enrollment underneath there too?
Oh yes, yeah, I didn't review that. We had the Carroll family, we'd like to option in, and then Mr. Primavera talked to the superintendent at Juanita Palisade. There are other family we cannot act on because they will not release them, and we don't have the official paperwork to work on anyway, but you're allowed one option out, and they've used theirs, so.
So that was the other names that's on?
That's the other name, yeah, I can't remember the names.
Dirk?
Now.
Where was?
I think.
They were here before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay.
Carols don't live in the district already?
Mm-hmm. Not where they're
at. They moved here. They were, so, and then they moved out.
They moved
across
out
the highway.
Like Peggy's old place, which I guess.
Oh, they did. I thought
it's
they
like half a mile instead of 25.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, because.
I realize that.
Yeah, Burbuses aren't in the district either.
Yep. Well, that's close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Moving on to the consent agenda.
Do we have to act on the enrollment?
Where's that?
Pardon me?
Do you have to act on the enrollment?
Yeah, I think it's, is it down there?
I think it was below.
Is it under? Well, I'm not sure what your past is. I can sign off if the board approves, or you can take action if you wish. I don't.
No, it's not below.
Just leave it up to me, or what's been asked? Your best practice, Mr. President. I thought you did.
I think in the past we've taken a vote on it before.
Okay.
Those have been to go out though.
Those have been to go out. You're right.
Well, we have done it to come in.
Do you have to? I mean,
I can sign it for you. It's a board's prerogative.
I don't care.
I think we're accepting new students. Oh.
Yep.
If we don't need to act on it, I think we're all in agreement. So.
Okay, so, yeah, I'll sign the paperwork. Thank you.
So, consent agenda.
I would move to present the consent agenda as presented.
You would move to present the consent agenda as presented?
Say,
is that what you said?
Move to approve.
Okay.
The consent agenda. I was just redoing that in my head, but that did not sound right.
Just making sure Andrea is paying attention.
Not good when that happens.
I'll second. Dexter moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Andrea seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Review board policy sections 1000 and 2000 for the second reading.
Make a motion to approve sections 1000 and
2000.
Second. Marion moves to approve the second reading of board policy section 1000 and 2000. Vicky seconds. Vicky?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes. 6C, approved policy 1013, revision, first reading.
I'll make a motion to approve first reading of the policy 1013 revision.
I'll second.
Marion moves to approve the first reading of policy 1013 revision. Aaron seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Okay, 6D, approve policy 3040.1, revision, first reading.
I move to approve the first reading of the amendment to policy 3040.1.
Second.
Andrea moves to approve the first reading of the amendment to policy 3040.1. Aaron seconds. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea, yes.
Review board policy section 3000 for the first reading.
I move to approve the first reading of board policy section 3000.
Dexter moves to approve the first reading of board policy section 3000. Marion seconds. Andrea, yes. Marion?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
6F, approve 16-17 district calendar.
And I was visiting with Andrea earlier. And I was noticing that, like second semester, they have a teacher work day, in-service day, or whatever each month. The first semester, there's not, is there? I mean, to me, I would think at the beginning of the year you would want maybe something like that in there, but is that, do you not need that in there? Or?
Well, they have the 1 day in August.
To start it off, yeah.
And then the end of September, 29.
I guess my question is there enough cold? You know, before they were talking about not having enough collaboration time, you know, and I just wondered if that was, yeah. If there was going to be enough in there.
Nothing came up. I used basically the last year's calendar, the corresponding days. Nothing was mentioned to me. So I went out with what I had.
There wasn't.
They didn't ask for it.
Huh?
There wasn't any comments by the teachers asking for that.
I don't recall them saying anything. And I had Mr. Green and I talked to him several times and didn't say anything to you today. But.
No, and they adjusted this a couple of times anyway, so they've looked at it.
Do you feel like the teachers?
I think it's fine. I think the way it's set up is a pretty good calendar, actually.
I actually heard that they thought there were too many.
I just know they made a big deal of it.
They had previously. Well, I'm not bashful. If it comes up, if they said, oh gosh, I can always come back to the board and we'll, you know, review it at that time. If they need to add a day in October, I'll come back to you.
The only thing they really brought up was just that September day when we had
right.
We had an early out on a Wednesday and parent teachers conference on a Thursday, and so they decided, or we kind of all talked about just making it a whole day off and then have their work day in the morning and then parent teachers conferences in the afternoon instead of two half days, just make it one full day. So that was really the only thing as far as work days that really came up.
Okay.
Second.
Marion moves to approve the calendar as presented. Dexter seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Vicki?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Next item is approved bid for elementary bus loading zone repair. Doing it while they're here, I would assume, is probably the best.
Yeah, we'll put the millings. There's a pile near the bus barn. Put the millings down there with the rest of them.
Okay. I move to approve the bid for $14,443.80 for the asphalt repair.
Thank you. Awesome. Go ahead.
Aaron moves to approve the bid for $14,443.80 for asphalt repair. Marion seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Aaron?
Yes. Approved bid for the computer lab update.
Marion moves to approve the bid of $6,300 for the computer lab update. Dexter seconds. Vicky?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Got item 6I, accept resignation. Second.
Marion moves to approve to accept Amanda Gould's resignation and thank her. Aaron seconds. Dexter.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Marion. Vicky?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
6J, approved principal contract for 16-17.
Yes, so we were looking at $2,000, bringing the total back to $77,000.
Could I address the board on this, about this, please?
You want to do this in open session?
I don't know what would be best.
I mean, I don't know if you think it's personal matters.
I don't think it's personal. I just wanted to bring something up if that was okay. I mean, it's not.
However you want to do it.
Is that all right if I do that then?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pass these things around real quick. This is an array of the RPAC. Same thing I do. The RPAC salaries. And I've got a copy of this. I'm just going to read it so I'll make sure I say it the right way. Last summer, before I signed my contract, I asked for an increase to my salary to $78,000. I thought it was fair to at least at the same level as the Maywood Principal Activities Director, who was a first year 7 through 12 Principal and Activities Director. I was informed that this was rejected by the board. Put the situation in perspective, I have enclosed an array of the salaries, the administrative positions in the RPAC. As you will notice, I have the lowest salary among all conference administrators. I've been offered $77,000 for next year. This offer doesn't equal the lowest salary on last year's array. By way of comparison, Maywood's 712 principal AD has been offered $83,000 for the next school year. I'm asking for $80,000 for next year. Secondly, I think it's fair to ask what the board is planning for the future in regards to the school administrational format. I was under the impression the district would be combining the superintendent and principal positions. I would like to know where or if I fit into these plans. I had the impression that I was encouraged to take classes towards the educational specialist degree in order to fill that role. At the end of this school year, I will have taken six courses towards that end, which have cost approximately $6,000. I will have three courses to take to complete the work, and I could receive a provisional certificate at any time. Finally, I want to make it perfectly clear that I love Hayes Center schools and the community. My wife and I have purchased a house here in town and want to make it our home for a long time. But I really would like to know your feelings as Kim and I have our family consider and other opportunities are presenting themselves. Thank you. I've got a copy of this if anybody wants it.
So I'm guessing you probably would like to go, you know, use executive session maybe to discuss this and not act on this.
I'm not asking for an answer tonight, but I just wanted to express what I'm thinking. And like I said, there are other things out there. And honest to God, I don't want to go anywhere. We love it here. And we want to make this our home forever. But if I get, you know, if there's nothing in the future, I sure would be nice to know, because there's other stuff, you know.
So we'd like to table this for this meeting and maybe discuss it a little bit in executive session and put it on the agenda for next month. Would that be?
Do you need an answer before next month?
Stuff's happening now. I suppose a month. It'd be nice.
We could finish what's on the agenda for the executive session
at the end.
Works for me.
Okay.
Do you want to keep this item after the executive session?
Yeah, let's just move it.
Okay. Well, let's just skip down then to senior trip itinerary.
Where is the castle that they're going to? I didn't know there was an 1800 castle in
Castle Museum.
Museum.
I haven't seen the itinerary yet. The itinerary.
I don't have mine printed. Oh. It's an attachment. It's attached.
Oh. Talking about going to the zoo. She's all excited. Mrs. Gaius is all excited about that one.
Is that the zoo in Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
It's a very nice zoo.
They're to spend the night. So.
And the Broadmoor is fantastic too.
Well, I move to approve the itinerary for the senior trip.
Second. Aaron moves to approve the itinerary for the senior trip. Vicki seconds. Marion.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Vicki. Andrea, yes. Aaron.
Yes. Next item is approve additional elementary teacher position for Title I.
I'll move to the additional elementary teacher position for Title I.
I'll second.
Andrea moves to approve the additional elementary teaching position for Title I. Aaron seconds. Andrea, yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Okay, any further discussion? We have... Moving on down correspondence, we have a nice thank you from Darlene Unger attached there. And next item we want to do, executive session.
What's the correct motion of that?
Well, it'd be to protect. I move to enter into executive session for personnel. Personnel, what's the word I'm looking for? Personnel
matters.
matters.
Do you want me to stay, or are you just going to get
through? Oh, probably just Tony, I suppose.
Aaron moves to enter into executive session for personnel matters. Marion seconds. Aaron.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. At 7:35?
Yes. All right. I move to exit executive session. It's 8:17 p.m.
Second.
Aaron moves to exit executive session at 8:17 p.m. Dexter seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Dexter?
Yes.
I'd move to approve the principal's contract for the 16-17 school year. The base pay of $85,000.
Hold on just one quick second. What'd you say, Toby?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
I move to approve the principal contract for the 16-17 school year.
Okay.
Second.
Base pay of $85,000.
Alright. Toby moves to approve the principal's contract for the 2016-17 school year with the base pay of $85,000. Dexter seconds. There he is.
We're good.
Oh.
Vicky?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Guess we should say, would you accept that?
Yeah. I said 80. I didn't say 85. I said 80.
We know that.
No, I didn't. Okay. I mean, be smart. I like it.
Do you want him to change his motion?
No.
Yep.
No.
Amen.
We don't want to be last.
Thank you.
If there's nothing else, the next meeting, April 11th.
Are we staying at 7 or are we going to move to 8 or where are we at on that?
8
yeah.
Would be great.
I would like 8 better.
That's fine with me. That work, Andrea?
Yes, 8 o'clock is fine.
So we'll do next month. We'll do 8 p.m. And if there's nothing further, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting. It's 8:20.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do we know? Did you discuss how it was going to be regarding the second part of what I brought up about principal, superintendent down the road? Do you guys, is that still just in discussion, or? And do you know when you might come to that conclusion? Look, I'm very grateful. I'm just trying to.
Probably this fall. I mean, really realistically, that's just one person here, but I mean, that would be the, you know, late fall or whatever be the time doing that stuff.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, I more than likely will not be here for the May meeting. So.
We'll reschedule.
She may not be like
it. Unless my C-section goes smooth as cake, but I doubt it. So.
Teleconference. Okay. If there's nothing further, we'll go ahead and adjourn. It's 8:21 p.m.